Death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, online at Amazon.com.
The government cover-ups.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups.
So do we.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
See, what I do with the police or anybody is I give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying Jules wrong. He was in the heat of the moment and flipped him off. He's younger than I am. I've done similar things. When I was younger, I would have pulled over. And then when they started saying, don't film me, I would have said, this is America. I'll do whatever I want. And when they threatened to attack me, I'd say, go ahead. And by the way, I'm not just saying that. I've done it with the Austin PD. Probably got to be 10 years ago. Footage is on YouTube. I've done it in New York where Army guys come running up with their guns and threaten to attack me if I don't stop filming. And I just get in their face. I go, let's go. I mean, that's in Endgame. I just said, come on. And I wasn't looking for trouble, but, I mean, you want to fight? Let's go. I mean, you know, that's treason. And so I'm not saying Lucas is wrong. I think you showed a lot of restraint when they're thuggishly telling you don't aim your camera at them. But, Lucas, you were talking about when you were a conscientious objector getting out of the Navy, not want to be part of these evil wars like the ones helping al-Qaeda take over Syria. Go ahead and make your point.
Yes, sir. So I had to file a 14-page application to explain how my beliefs had changed since I had been in the military, and I explained that through listening to your show, through watching documentaries such as Freedom to Fascism, Endgame, Police State, Loose Change, you know, that's what caused me to see this in another perspective, and that's what made me incapable of fighting for this empire.
Well, it's certainly true that more and more our military does serve the corporate interests that have seized control of this nation, and so they gave you your conscious objector out.
Yes, sir. It's a hard fight, and I would just encourage anyone in the military listening to go to GI Rights Hotline, go to the GI Rights Hotline website, and talk to them about becoming a conscientious objector. I think it's a really good program, and chances are, if you're a listener to the Alex Jones Show, you can convince the military that you don't need to be there.
No, they get it, that you understand that the military, I mean, it's kind of like the Border Patrol, and we drive through, and they want to search us, and we go, but you don't search the illegals, and they go, yeah, you're right, go on, we have the gun tape. I mean, it's just the military, the Border Patrol, none of it does the constitutional duty, and now with Jade Helm, with them wanting to train to take on the American people, and we've now confirmed that they've, and Jade Helm said it's already starting, they've got trucks that say 3% on it for the drills. They're practicing taking on sovereign citizens. We have video. I mean, Jade Helm's really, the exercises that are beginning ahead of it, they're gearing up a major operation. They're buying billions of rounds of ammo. You'll have to be a conscientious objector. Most of the military, I think, is going to say no when they ask them to march out and try to carry this out. What do you think the politicians are thinking?
I think that they're control freaks, as you sometimes say, and I feel like they are disconnected from reality, even at the local level sometimes. You know, I recently ran for city commission, and even in the city government, these city commissioners and the county commissioners feel as if they're elite and feel like they're superior people, and they are very disconnected, and I don't think they understand how angry we are about this.
Well, I mean, I agree. Their minions don't know what's going on, but up on top, they've got the NSA spy grids, the algorithms. They know that the country's on the verge of revolution. They want to steer it into some type of leftist, burn down cities, kill all the police, so the feds and the UN come in. We don't want that. I mean, it only helps them, even if you hate the cops, which I don't. Killing them, burning things down only helps the globalists. That's why they're funding it. We've got to take the counties and cities back, reach out to the police we can. See, Jade Helm's meant to reach out to military and police and to see who'll go along with the takeover. We need to be reaching out. We need to counter everything the enemy does. Well, Lucas, what are you doing these days?
I'm a student here at Santa Fe College, going and getting my degree in economics. After that, I plan to go to law school. and fight that way.
All right, very exciting. People can follow you at JVILLE at Facebook.
Right.
Lucas Jewell, thank you so much. Good job with your overall report. You got a lot of cojones. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Rallying
patriots worldwide.
What we're doing. What is a rally?
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The modern colloquial belief in a rally is rallying for a politician or a pep rally the night before a playoff game. And, of course, those are archetypal simulations of a tribe about to march off to battle to defend their land in the morning. And there is a rally to get fired up and say bye to everybody and have a good time. And daddy spends some time with mama. Say bye to the kids in the early morning light and march off and fight to the death. So when we say rallying patriots worldwide, you would have a flagman, we go back to medieval warfare and right through to the Renaissance, with different units in a battle. If people got too broken up, they would give the orders with the flags. They had flags back at the top giving directives, and then down lower they had sub-flag directives. You'd have someone swinging a flag, blowing a horn, certain number of blows. There was different ways to communicate so that you knew you need to be over here. You need to rally. And really, there's so many hundreds of millions of people that know what's going on worldwide. That's a conservative number. That it's a piece of cake if you just don't expect that you've got to defeat the whole globalist system by yourself. You just got to vote with your dollars or vote whatever your currency is. You got to not comply with stuff that you know is anti-human, unconstitutional. You got to support people and corporations and governments and individuals that do the right thing, sometimes even in a bad organization, and you've got to stand up against those that are bad. And you got to have a little backbone. I mean, I don't think of it as any big deal. In fact, the only thing I can think of is probably 15 examples. You guys queue up an end game, it's like towards the end. I know Biggs put it in one of his reports where the National Guard just comes running like 25 yards up to me. It wasn't National Guard, it was Army, sorry. And they have sidearms on. And it looked like 45s to me. I thought they carried 9mm by now. And they basically say, you know, you turn that camera off or I'm going to, you know, basically attack you. And I said, no. And it wasn't. And after I stood them down and then following them, yelling at them to their van, because by then I quite frankly wanted to get in a fight. Nothing gets me more excited than like 5-6 guys want to fight me. I don't know why. It's just like I go into primitive mode and I want to attack. And everybody's like, wow, you just ran all those guys off into their van. Oh, my gosh. And it just made me realize how domesticated people are. Like, that's a normal response of people getting in your face telling you can't film in America. I don't live in North Korea. I don't live in a third world hell pit where we have no rights. At least maybe you want us to live there. I don't. And sure, they could have probably ended up beating me up or shooting me, but then it'd be like the Alamo, just a little example of it. Or it'd be like Gallipoli, the 300. I'm not here to try to live and try to only take care of myself. I'd rather that be that way, but I understand that I'm here to be attacked. I'm here to be demonized. I'm here to be lied about. I mean, I see people all the time. They go, man, they were on MSNBC again last night. I don't even tune into it to see now. And they were saying that you were a racist and a terrorist again and that you need to be basically arrested. And then I actually later see the clip. I mean, we can play these clips here. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and dozens. Their audience is so small, though, that I'll hear like, yeah, I was in a restaurant. They were tagging you on the TV. I saw the closed captioning. Or, yeah, I was at work. They had it on. CNN, you name it. Why do they do that? Because they're scared, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not because I'm anything special. It's because I'm just willing to stand up to them. A pack of scumbag liar crooks. It's criminal to say I'm involved in the Boston bombing. It's criminal to sit up there and say I need to be arrested. Folks, if they can arrest me, they can arrest you. Understand that. So I'm not up here bragging about I've got this courage. It isn't even courage. We're being overrun. I would have to have the most mindless, blind, dumb courage to not fight. I can't help it. I mean, I'll use the analogy. If I woke up one night and there was a burglar in my room, we've all seen surveillance footage of stuff like this happening. People freeze and let them attack them. I mean, I would go completely crazy and attack the person. I would panic, not even in my fear. It's not the word. It's fight or flight. I would attack them because it feels good. Just like if I woke up and felt something on my face and jump out of the bed and there's a spider on the bed, I'm going to try to kill it because I am scared of it. Not because I'm a hero. I told the story one time to my kids. I woke up, my parents had a three-story house in Northwest Austin with all these bugs in it. It was a beautiful house up on a hilltop, and it was the favorite house I've ever lived in. But it had Texas centipedes that are like 10 inches, 12 inches long. I'm not exaggerating. It's huge, biggest in the world. Everything's big in Texas, I guess. And scorpions, four or five different species. You'd be walking down the hall, one would be on the ceiling, just fall on you and sting you. I mean, it was a menagerie of insects. And so I lived on the bottom floor. It was a skinny house. It was a big house. But point is, I lived on the bottom floor, and that's before they were all coming in on. And it was like all the time, it'd be a wolf spider in the bed, a tarantula, a scorpion. I started getting where I'd get in my bedclothes every night. I was like, can you guys just get rid of this house? By then, I got out of high school and moved out anyways and ended up moving as well. But it was a great house, but horrible with the bugs. But it wasn't that I had courage. I was checking the bed every night. It was the opposite. I didn't like bugs in my bed. I wanted to do something about it. Same thing I'm fighting the globalists over. I want to get rid of them. I want to reverse them. I want to expose them. I want to overcome them. I want to stop them. But I'll tell you the story. One night I was laying there. I had my hand out, laying on the bed, and I felt something on it, touching it. There's a little lamp right here, and I turn it on, control myself, and look, and there is a 5-inch-long, flesh-colored millipede or centipede in my hand, eating on a little fleck from the gym. So back then I worked out really hard with heavy weights, you know, all the torn. It was chewing on my callus, having a little snack. And I went, and grabbed a book and smashed it. I don't know why I'm telling that story in the analogy of the New World Order. It's just, it's not courage that I killed the millipede or centipede. I don't know what species that was. It was that I didn't like it and it was gross. And it's the same thing. That's why I don't want to be thanked for doing this job. And I hammer this a lot because it's so important. This is not something I should be thanked for. This is normal. I mean, the president is ruling as a dictator on every issue now. The borders are completely wide open. The country's already being folded into a North American Union, that union, the Asian and EU Union. I have clips of Bush in Endgame on C-SPAN saying they're going to merge the three unions. That's the plan since the 70s. The trilateral plan. That you guys ever find the Barry Goldwater quote? Senator Goldwater about the trilateral's plan to overthrow the country and bring in world government with three global arms?
Yeah, we had that the other day.
Oh, you had it the other day? I never covered it. It's fine. Just get it because people won't believe me. We know the plan. It'd be like if you had little kids disappearing out of their backyards and then a guy has a car wreck and the back of the van bust open and they find photos of the missing dead kids and a handwritten journal why the guy did it and a video of why he did it. And then he goes, but it's a conspiracy, and the cops let him go. It's a conspiracy theory that those are photos, and the cops are holding photos of the dead children that are missing, and the cops go, okay, you said it's a conspiracy theory? Thank you, sir. We believe it's not you. We have all the proof. Do you understand how frustrating this is? I don't want to be thanked by anybody in the middle of a total globalist takeover. I'm like at the Alamo swinging a musket here with bullet wounds politically in me. They're already killing my name or trying as hard as they can. They're so discredited it's having a dual effect. I'm like the Walking Dead or something politically. I just keep coming. But it doesn't matter because we're launching new generations of people who they haven't assassinated their names. But if they want to assassinate my name before assassinating me. So realize I did all this through self-preservation. I did it because my instinct was to not get on my knees and suck on someone's boots while they put a gun in the back of my head. I'm never going to do that. And there's no excuse for people in government and corporations now to live in denial. We're going into hardcore tyranny. Things are falling apart. The public, on average, is very decadent and degenerate and self-serving. They're living off all the liberty we had and don't appreciate it. So they're bad as well. I look in the mirror. I'm bad as well. I'm not on a high horse. But, man, we can't let George Soros start World War III with the Russians. Let's go ahead and go to the top Nobel laureate just died. He said we're going into World War III. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political governments of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. What the Trilateral Commission intends to create, a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the system, they will rule the future. U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater in his 1964 book, With No Apologies. And let me give you the rest of the story, and every sociologist, psychologist knows this. When the elite are done battling with the nation states and the individual, they're going to turn on each other. The three unions are going to have trade wars. That's part of the plan. That's how smart these guys are. And then out of that global collapse, this is David Rockefeller writing. You might want to read it. You need to pull that up, I guess. Out of that global collapse, they then bring in the one world government with the cashless society. And you know what drives it, what its operating system is? Eugenics. Eugenics, it's eugenical, and it's of the devil. I just got chills. Oh, man, these people. And I You know, I mean, I knew this stuff was real 20 years ago, but man, 20 years, so much of it's now come true. And then I look at the next chapters of the book that happen pretty much the way they say they will, just a little bit different. And I just go, man, whew, the people knew the dark road we're going down. People be saying, let's turn around right now. Because we're marching right into Mordor, right into hell itself, and you can smell the stench.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at SlingBow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You take a mortal man,
you put him in control,
and put him in control.
Watch him become a god. Watch, I want to play the Death Race 2000 intro. Start of the next segment.
Watch people hit the roll.
Dave Mustaine. Roll. to light the high fiber. Let ISIS loose. And then you pay the viper to come in and play his tune. And not only the rats leave, going to the river and drown, but your children do. The archetype of your whole future, your whole civilization, your real wealth, your children.
It's metal.
But these children didn't march into the river. They were chopped up, 50 plus million of them, in their mother's womb. All to the pipe of the Pied Piper. Isn't that loving and high horse liberal? The caring people that lecture us because they said so? They said they were the moral authority. They said they were the bosses. They said we were racist and homophobic and miserly and hateful and bad. But it was they who were bad. They were the authors of our discontent. They were the authors of our degeneration and our fall. Oh, sure, we helped along the way, but they had the intent. They were steering the ship. Our own decadence filled the sails. But the Capitan, he knew the plan. And he lied when he could have turned our boat towards incredible fortune, believing in humanity and believing in free will. But the devil doesn't like God's creations and doesn't like free will. And no amount of service to Satan will ever make the devil love you or empower you. The devil will forsake you. New World Order, your father is not even your father. God is our father. Your stepfather that you love is a fraud and will strangle you in your bed. Kit has done a basic breakdown just off fed.bizops, but he's also writing a blurb in the Watson's article to explain that that's clearly not all of it and they're covering up. But since April 2012, he's got the spreadsheet from fed.bizops, 2.11 billion. They just keep saying 1.6. I say it's over 3 billion, but Kit broke it down. 2.11 billion. So 2 billion, 100 plus million. Rounds of ammo, not including blanks. War in Iraq used an estimate 66 million rounds a year, or 5.5 million per month times 12. Feds have bought enough ammo that we know of to wage a 32-year war in Iraq, or more likely here in the U.S., and we're going to add to that, no, we know, and you can link to it, they're trying to take the American people on. I mean, think about that. And it's not if it's true, it is true that the government, like it's Manhattan Project times 10. I mean, it is just tens of billions a month we know of, is just hardening everything, digging in, training to fight the 3%ers, the gun owners, the veterans. What do they have planned so horrible that the people will fight back? Because the one plan's been, do the tyranny so incremental that we just kind of put up with. But now it's getting so crazy. What are they planning? They're going to come after the Patriots. They're going to start it. After the federal buildings were hit today and a shopping mall by the 3% group, it'll be like that. We were able to take out the leadership of the group hours after they killed hundreds at each facility. They did it, they said, for Alex Jones. You've seen all the other newscasts. They did it, they said, because he told them. And you'll hear, well, we took out the terrorist leader, Jones, on his way to work. He claimed he was against violence, but we all know the truth. Yes. Ron Paul was also involved. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, that's whenever they blow something up, who do they blame? Whenever the cops get shot, who do they blame? Me. You think that's a power trip they do that? You think it's fun to have these killers looking at me? Well, just give me energy. I just know I'm whistling past the graveyard, whatever's got to be done. Do other people have the nerve to go up against these folks? Because let me tell you something. It isn't nerve to go up against them. They're already here. They're going to get all of our innocence. They're going to keep hurting children and babies. You just think about all those kids they've aborted, all the little kids they're kidnapping, and all the sex rings and all the Satanism, and then ask you to care about your life. Of course you don't. And that's what being Christ-like is. Not that I'm Christ-like in many ways. I'm very worldly, and I'm evil. That's why God has used me and many others who were evil, like Saul of Tarsus and many others. God isn't looking like William Blake sent for a bunch of wimps. God's looking for men that are willing to take out these evil people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points.
That's a
big
one.
Score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, he had a best-selling film come out a few years ago. I think it's now more important than ever. We sell it as well as his latest film, Utopia, about the Obama nightmare at InfoWarsStore.com. You really should get it and give it to your friends and family, because now You've got congressmen and others coming out pointing out Frank Marshall Davis, and a video clip of Obama talking about Frank Marshall Davis, teaching him basically his world views. So for an update on this, Joel Gilbert's going to be joining us, and he just told us he's doing an interview tonight with major breaking news with WorldNetDaily.com. We'll have the story, obviously, tomorrow. I want to invite Joel to pop back in for 10 minutes, 15 minutes tomorrow to tell us what this big breaking news is. Maybe he can give us a little taste of it. He just talked to one of Obama's relatives and has been tied on the case. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Obama talking about the one of the main communist publishers hooked in with the KGB, you name it, major newspaper publisher throughout the country of communist official newspapers, went to Cuba, Russia, you name it, Frank Marshall Davis, who was also a famous pornographer, and clearly Joel got in the private collection of someone and shows his mother there at the house in porn with him, and this is where Obama grew up. And his grandfather was, you know, best friends with this guy that's his dad. So the whole Kenya thing was a distraction. That's why he said in the Harvard Law Review that he was the editor of, that he was from Kenya over and over again. I mean, in the official intro, I'm so honored to be born in Kenya, to be here now at Harvard, and shows you can advance. His wife said he was from Kenya in speeches because they were scared to death of the Frank Marshall Davis issue. Then they put out fake birth certificates, you name it, to make us get on the case knowing they were fake, with the fake typewriter font and all, you know, where the C's, the D's, the A's, the Z's, everything's the same. The fake blobs of the ink are exactly the same. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. Period. Fake. That's a fraud right there. So it's still a fraud. But it's Frank Marshall Davis' son. You've got to get the film at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. But now this new video, and it's up on InfoWars.com, of Obama talking about learning how to obsess over race and everything from Frank Marshall Davis. Video: Obama admits noted communist schooled him on white racism, gateway pundit. It's up on InfoWars.com. Here's a clip.
The passage finally ends with me having a conversation with a close friend of my maternal grandfather, a close friend of Gramps, a black man from Kansas named Frank, at the time, a fairly well-known poet named Frank Marshall Davis, who had moved to Hawaii and lived there. And so I have a discussion with him about the kinds of frustrations I'm having, and he sort of schools me on that I should get used to these frustrations. So let me dig in.
And he's such a communist now, though. He tells Africans they can't have air conditioning or a car as he rolls around like the richest king on earth. But bows every other king or queen he sees. I mean, it's just as they push communist ideology from the piles of gold they've stolen. So Joel Gilbert, Dreams of My Real Father, will play some video of this in the background for TV viewers. Story of Reds and the Deception. I tell you, how amazing. Suddenly, Frank Marshall Davis is getting a lot of attention. So kudos there. We salute you on your groundbreaking research, Joel.
Thanks. Great to be back with you. You know, my film, Dreams of My Real Father, this came out in 2012, and it's just fascinating to me to watch how long it takes for people to really pay attention and realize it. It's coming out more and more. The influence of Frank Marshall Davis is undeniable. He had a profound ideological impact, and I can talk about that. But all the research is in, and I think I've convinced a lot of people and demonstrated that Frank Marshall Davis was Barack Obama's real biological father.
It's her. She did lesbian porn, everything.
Yeah, and he then became his ideological mentor. There's absolutely no question.
He says
so
it.
The Kenya story is simply a cover story because he knows Americans would be uncomfortable if he said, my father was a Soviet agent who indoctrinated me into the Marxist ideology. Incredible. And I am wanting to come and live in the White House so I can help spread this all over the country. That wouldn't work. So he had to say, my father was a goat herder from Kenya, and I'm going to bring people together. So the reality is that Obama is what we call a red diaper baby. This means the child of a Communist Party USA member. And I want to tell you, Davis was not only a Communist Party member. He was a communist propagandist, and he also acted as a Soviet agent. People don't understand this. He went from Chicago to Hawaii in 1948 on the orders of the Kremlin to help start a strike and organize the dock workers with the goal of taking over the Hawaiian government and expelling U.S. naval forces.
And he had massive funding and was able to start major newspapers, you name it.
That's correct. So first, he started a strike for 6 months. The goal was to get rid of U.S. naval forces and allow for Soviet expansion in Asia. The strike he organized eventually failed, and he went on to become a communist propagandist and writer for years. And then, as you can see, in 1960, he fathered the current president of the United States, who has hidden this background. And that's the profound manipulation of the electorate, is he tried to make people think his family was from Kenya rather than the reality that he was a radical and the child of a Communist Party member, and he was indoctrinated into this ideology which calls for the elimination of the United States.
And we played into it. You didn't. And I want to go back briefly. This is so incredible. You have new info on how you, with others, discovered this. I mean, you deserve a Pulitzer Prize for this. I'm not just kissing your butt. I don't say that to a lot of our guests. Because I even bought a hook, line, and sinker. It was designed for me and Dr. Corsi and others. Because, I mean, look, he says in the Harvard Review every issue, you know, hey, I'm the editor. I came from Kenya, was born there. It's amazing I could be here. You know, as he says it in literature, he does it in book proposals. He does it, his wife says it in speeches in 2007. And then we're just going, it's a fake birth certificate. You say you're from Kenya. We're being attacked. The media will never play the clips of why we're saying he's from Kenya. And then the whole thing was a setup. He was really the son of one of the top communist agents in the U.S. And then his grandfather was admittedly CIA and his mother a sex operative. I mean, you can't make that up.
It's the sadder story is that America was deceived. People sent their kids to the army. People worked all their lives to protect the right to vote. And people went and voted in an election with a complete deception. Obama lied about his personal background, but he also lied about his political goals. He said Obamacare is not a tax. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. He never intended to do any of these things. It was a complete lie, following the ideology to use a big lie to take power. And then once you take power, use the tools of state, like the IRS, the control of information, to keep a permanent hold on power. So the tragedy is far beyond Obama's family. It's what has happened to the United States and how he's degrading our relationships and our allies around the world. The United States cannot exist in the world as a lone democracy between two oceans. We need strong allies who share our values in Western Europe, Israel, Australia, Japan. And he's used the power of state to degrade our alliances worldwide.
Well, look, he won't let us have one gold mine, one copper mine. He's shutting down power plants every week. China's opening new ones. He's raising taxes. He's opening the borders completely, saying we'll pay for everybody free. I mean, he is destroying the country. I just can't believe that the elite are allowing him to do this. Because, I mean, the elite are corrupt. But, man, I mean, is this a communist double cross of the robber barons? What's going on?
Well, Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It really was the result of an American socialist movement that has been quietly infiltrating the U.S. economy, media, entertainment for decades. So Obama was able to take power with the cover of all these people who simply the media, rather than investigate his story. I've been to Hawaii twice, which is twice as much as all the media combined. They simply repeated his story. My father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring people together. The reality he should have said, which they would have brought up if they even asked him, is what was your relationship with Frank Marshall Davis? What was the impact on you? Why did you follow in his footsteps all the way back to Chicago, where you teamed up with your real father's buddy, Vernon Jarrett, the father-in-law of Valerie Jarrett, working for a communist newspaper?
And, of course, his dad had been in Chicago, right, and actually started that newspaper, didn't he?
Well, Frank Marshall Davis was a Chicago journalist. He joined the Communist Party in 1932, only 15 years after the Bolshevik Revolution. He was one of the original Black Bolsheviks, along with Paul Robeson. And the communists manipulated journalists and black people into thinking that if you follow communism, we'll eliminate racism. They didn't realize that if you follow communism, you eliminate everybody, not just racism, but everyone becomes impoverished and the societies end up decaying biologically and economically. So Davis was one of the original black Bolsheviks. And as I said, he acted on behalf of the Soviet Union as a Soviet agent, went to Hawaii. How profound is it that the president of the United States is the son of a Soviet agent? And don't think that the Kremlin and the Russians don't know who Obama is, and they would not use that against him, knowing that he's keeping such a profound secret.
And that's why certain elements of the CIA and the Ford Foundation has helped fund him his whole life, like him there too, because they can use that and control him as well.
Yeah, the president of the United States cannot have a big secret like this. We know that Bill Clinton was speaking to Monica Lewinsky from a cell phone from the White House. And there's no doubt that that could easily have been intercepted by Chinese agents, other foreign agents, and used against the president as blackmail. So Obama has set himself up and set up the whole country with his false narrative that he's the son of a Kenyan goat herder, when in fact he's a red diaper baby, the son of a radical American communist who taught him and indoctrinated him into a radical ideology. And I think in my film, I show that he followed in his father's footsteps to Occidental to study with Marxist professors. He went to New York to go to socialist scholars conferences. He hooked up with Bill Ayers and went to Chicago, back where his father started in the communist movement. And Obama became a trainer for 10 years for ACORN.
You can see the whole thing. Let me ask you this. You're a really smart guy, and I respect your opinion, Joel Gilbert. The filmmaker joins us. I get Dreams of My Real Father, and There's No Place Like Utopia, both available at InfoWarsStore.com or on his site as well. Just support the filmmaker, support this operation as well. Show this to your friends and family. I mean, if this doesn't wake them up, nothing will. It really wakes a lot of people up when they see the irrefutable evidence that his dad is a communist agent, pornographer, and that his mom is in lesbo porn. You know, it just shows how compromised he is. Forget the moral judgment about the stuff. Just that alone. Let me ask you this. How do you think Obama's doing? What do you think he'll try in his last 2 years in office? Where do you see this country going? Because I don't see them not going for broke as bad as he really is.
Just like his other predecessors in the Weather Underground and SDS. Don't forget, Bill Ayers became a mentor later. In 1969, Bernardine Dorn with the Weather Underground declared war on the United States. I think Obama is taking a chapter out of that book, and he is declaring war on the United States without actually saying it. Just like they had a war against the cops, kill the cops. This was the mantra back in the late 60s. They've
George Soros again, $33 million to fund the with people chanting "Kill the cops." Well, what is right. their end game?
This is the original movement. All you have to do is look back to the communist movement of the Weather Underground, Prairie Fire. The goal is to eliminate the American middle class and destroy the foundation of the capitalist system. They know that church-going, hardworking people will never buy into this progressive nonsense. So their goal has always been to eliminate the middle class, raise taxes, give away their health care to poor and illegals, flood the country with immigrants, degrade our position abroad, do everything they can to eliminate the foundation of what supports the free market system, and that is the only threat to their having a permanent hold on power. The goal is to keep a permanent hold on power.
And Cloward and Piven's almost here. We've been maneuvered towards total bankruptcy. We're beyond that. They just haven't pulled the plug yet. They've dumbed the kids down. They are just distracting us with every crazy issue you can imagine. The great commissar, Michelle, tells our kids what to eat. Joel, I know you got a big breaking news story that will be out tonight or tomorrow at WorldNet Daily. Can you tell us what it pertains to?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. I've developed relationships over the last year or two with close Obama confidants and relatives. And I will be dropping a major interview with a major Obama family member tonight, and you should see it tomorrow on WorldNet Daily unless there's any delay. But that is the expectation, and there will be very profound new light shed on the issue of Frank Marshall Davis as well as Obama's relationship with the Kenyan family. People, if you read the news, you kind of get the picture that Obama made a very big deal out of the Kenyan connection, out of all these relatives, in order to get elected. Once he was in office, he never talks about them again and never has anything to do with them. And the Kenyan Obamas have been paying attention to this, and wondering why this strange behavior. His whole life he actually interacted with them a lot. He visited Kenya several times. He hosted the Kenyan relatives. And once he achieved the presidency, all of a sudden, you never hear about them, nor do they hear from him.
And we're going to find out tomorrow what's really going on. If it does break tomorrow, please come back on for another 20 minutes, Joel Gilbert, because I know if you're saying it's really important, it's going to be big.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Again, folks can go to his website and get his films or go to InfoWarsStore.com. Dreams from My Real Father, and there's no place like Utopia. Dreams from My Real Father was a huge blockbuster online and in DVD sales. It's been a big seller as well, Dreams of My Real Father, but I mean, nothing, the new film, nothing compared to that in from what I've seen, and I think it's even a better film and more powerful film overall, just about the collectivism and what it's actually done to black communities and others. There's no place like Utopia is available at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to get that film, not just to support us, but so this information the system doesn't want you to see, you have it, and you can show it to others. That's how we're going to change things, is waking people up that Obama is a total fiction, a fraud, and is being blackmailed by criminal globalist interests. So get both the films, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my...
I say I shot the sheriff, but Dr. Clarence was in San Diego. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah.
Man, I don't know who's running the traffic up there at GCN, but the ads have been scrambled. I'm going to start talking about this on air. God almighty. Whew. People better take me for serious. That's all I got to say. I'm not trying to run an amateur operation around here. My crew's doing an excellent job, so is John Harmon. But I did not shoot the sheriff, I shot the deputy. My temper is one of my best assets, but it's also one of my worst. Please, God, let me calm down now. DHS to purchase 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo. Feds attempting to control the market, dry up supply. And the article has now been beefed up. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's going extremely viral right now. They are buying, on top of the 2-plus billion rounds they're confirmed to have bought, another 62 million rounds of AR-15 ammo for Homeland Security, not the military. They claim it's for the Border Patrol, even though they're rationing the Border Patrol and not letting them have it. But, of course, experts have told Michael Savage and others that it's actually a plan to shut off the general public being able to have access to it and cause shortages, which has already happened. And they've also called for the ATF to do similar things. We've got a breakdown just on the Fed Biz Ops site. There's a bunch of other places they get the ammo. It's $2,118,000,002,000 rounds of bullets, 40 cal, 7.6239, 9mm, 357 SIG, 308 Remington, 12 gauge, 357 SIG, and 223 Remington. But I know about a bunch of big purchases that are hundreds of other weird calibers, so that's just some of what Kit found. It's way over that. That's enough ammo that we just showed to kill around 30% of the world's population. Furthermore, U.S. soldiers were shooting around 5.5 million rounds of ammunition per month during the Iraq War, or 66 million rounds annually. Using that figure, the feds have stockpiled enough ammo the past 2 years to fight a 32-year war. And that story is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's make sure we update the PrisonPlanet.com article as well. We got it on our Facebook, Twitter, Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. You have the power. The system is doing everything it can to shut us down, to shut you down, and to kill memes, and to not let us dominate. We're still getting bigger, moving forward. But, I mean, we got to get a lot bigger to really blow up the Death Star politically. But we're not the only operation out there. I mean, we're bringing the enemy down. We're hurting them bad. That's why they're moving so quick right now. They're trying to play catch-up. But I'm just not here to do this in half measures and go half speed. I'll be honest. I went probably 95 speed until about 10 years ago. But I didn't want to be a major leader out of a thing of non-arrogance. And I thought kind of small. And then I saw how much success we had about 10 years ago. I said, no, the enemy attacks me. They hate me. People want me to fail. I'm going all the way out as hard as I can. And you've seen what we've done. It's been substantive. It's because of you, and I salute you for what you've done out there. Thank you. Now let's kick it up a notch here. Let's not hope later we would have done more against these people. These people are outrageous criminals that openly attack gun owners, Christians, conservatives. And now in Army manuals yesterday, mainstream news, Daily Caller, all of them had it, saying that the Bible, Christianity, the Constitution are sexist and racist and are evil. The military swears an oath. The police swear an oath to that. You think things are upside down? They are. We got a bunch of evil people trying to convince the general public, the military, and the police, and the bureaucracy to go along with an upside down system. And if we just say no to it, point out how ridiculous, it's all a con game. It's just hidden in plain view. It's outrageous. Great job, crew. Lord willing, see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.